News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is fabuloser by the day, so we always appreciate his hard work and news directed. We could not be better, and that's because of Matt Cotrillo's hard work, so we appreciate his help too. Yvonne Heedley is back, executive director of the Susquehanna Valley CASA. That's court-appointed special advocates. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Well, sure, and if you're here, it must be time for another 5K or
it
superhero
race. It is, our fifth one.
Wow, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, time's marching on.
It sure is.
And Cindy Fritz is here, first time on board as a member of the board of directors of the Susquehanna Valley CASA. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, I appreciate you coming in. We're going to learn a lot today. So CASA, court-appointed special advocates, has a race this weekend. Let's touch on the details. The race is April 13th, and let's touch on the details so people can mark their calendars and kind of get oriented that way, and then we'll talk about CASA.
Sure, please. Thing. So we will have it on the 13th, as you said. The race itself starts at 10 o'clock, the 5K. It will be held once again at the Buffalo Valley Recreation Park, which is on St. Mary and North 15th Streets in Lewisburg. That is going to be our third time at that park. It's a very flat area. It's very family oriented, and more we've had families come with strollers, and it is a superhero race, so we encourage people to dust off their costumes and come on in and bring the kids and make it a family event. At 9:30, we have our fun run for kids under 12, and that's a very short run, but it's fun, and every child gets a prize or two. And we'll also have a kid zone where they have some fun activities to do beforehand during the 5K if they have somebody to watch them, and then for a little bit afterwards, and refreshments for everybody that have been generously donated by our local merchants.
And you're not bringing in child supervisors, so we can't
Correct.
Make the promised child carry. We don't want to overpromise.
No. But there will be activities available for those kids.
All right, fantastic.
But it has been a really increasingly family oriented event, and I love seeing the kids and their parents, kids of all ages, come in costume. And we do have a costume contest, and we'll have prizes for that. It's as much fun for us, I think, watching it as it is for the participants. And we do have it through Falcon Race Timing. You can go to their website, falconracetiming.com, to register online. You can get information about it on our Facebook page and also on our website, which is www.susquehannavalleycasa.com. There is same-day registration, so if you find that the weather is suitable to you, you can just jump in the car and come on over, and that starts at 8:30.
It is Saturday, April 13th, so go ahead and mark your calendar, falconracetiming.com, or the CASA website. Again, for some strange reason, I don't have that in front of me.
That's okay. www.susquehannavalleycasa.com.
All right, fantastic. And I'm going to ask Cindy to do what I was just going to ask you to do, and that's to explain what CASA is and really how pivotally important it is for some kids. Please, Cindy.
Well, I initially got involved with CASA. I retired from the working for the State Department of Corrections, and loved being a mom, so I decided to do some foster parenting. And it was through that I had some children and under my supervision that had a CASA worker assigned to them. And the very important aspect that really struck home with me was these children that are in the children and youth system have multiple family foster parents that they have through the process, and multiple caseworkers that from children and youth. And the very important issue with CASA, to me, that's priceless, is that when they assign a volunteer to one of the children, they stay with that child the whole time they're in the system. And that is so crucial that these children have a constant person that they can really develop a rapport with, and that caseworker, the time that they spend with that child and get to know the child and the family, and the caseworkers write reports for the judges about what's, you know, what they think is the best interest for that child and what's, you know, really going on as a non-biased opinion of what's going on in that child's life is so crucial. And the relationships that they develop, a lot of times these caseworkers continue to have relationship with their children even once after they're out of the system. So it's a very important aspect.
All right, and it's really life-saving. It's pivotal in the
yes.
kid's life, and it's life-saving, literally, to have this kind of attention that's always focused on these kids. Elaborate on the explanation of what CASA is all about, please.
We are a volunteer-driven organization, and so our volunteers come in, and they are trained over 40 hours. And so they get a really intensive training. They have to pass a background check. And then after their training, they're appointed by a judge to have permission to be able to investigate the circumstances that brought that child into the court system. And as Cindy said, the most important and pivotal thing for these children is that they have the same caring adult that stays in their lives, because caseworkers for children and youth change with, and that's no fault of theirs, it's just the way the system is set up. Judges even change, lawyers change, but that volunteer stays with the child. And I have several volunteers who keep in touch with their children and those families for 5, 10, 15 years. And so they become family members in a respect. And this is all volunteer, so they do not get compensated. Even for all the miles that they travel, they do not get any compensation for what they do. And we feel that they are also the superheroes, and it's one of the reasons that we wanted to do a superhero race, is to just celebrate the fact that the whole organization is there to be available and ready to help these children who have been abused, neglected, and really need a step up into life so they can become good, productive citizens as they grow up.
And these volunteers are lifesavers. You shook your head yes when I
Absolutely.
Said that. Please,
yes.
Cindy.
I know that there's a waiting list,
yes.
and Yvonne can, I'll let her expound upon that, the waiting list that we have, the need for volunteers. I believe we have, what, 200?
We have actually over 300 children that are waiting between our four counties that we serve for a volunteer.
All right, and how many volunteers do you have?
About 50 right now.
Right. So you could use 300
yes.
volunteers.
Yeah.
And you call them superheroes. It's not really a parenthetical
no.
Joke. It's the real thing, right?
It is. I believe so. And we try to do, we just finished a class, and we will be swearing in four fantastic people. And then in May, we have probably about 15 people that are interested in our next class. So as our awareness grows, you know, through venues like this, we have been able to reach more people, and we actually have volunteers calling us, inquiring as to how they can become a volunteer. And to me, there's just no greater compliment than that.
All right, the Superhero 5K Run and Walk is Saturday, April 13th at the Lewisburg Recreation Park, and you can go to falconracetiming.com, and that website for CASA itself is SusquehannaValleyCASA.com.
Correct.
To get more information about all of this that we're talking about. And you're looking for volunteers. They have to go through a training class. When is the next class?
In probably mid-May, We don't have a firm date yet. I try to get everybody's availability before I give them dates, but it will probably be early to mid-May. And so we are really excited about that because I have loads of people that are interested. Never enough, but still a good-sized class coming.
And Cindy, give me an example of a young child that's been helped by a layperson who is trained to be a CASA volunteer and helped a young person. Move an inch closer to that mic, too,
okay.
If you would.
I actually have a sibling unit, and
we have brothers and sisters of
yes.
Who are not volunteers, but
we're in the foster care system,
okay.
And I
we can't say any last names.
I know. I'm trying to. I'm looking at Yvonne to see what can
do.
I say. I just know that some of these kids, the emotional trauma that they've been through, it is just so the help that these volunteers have, because they provided an immense amount of guidance to get these children tested and get them to the right people that could help their specific needs that they had to help treat some of the emotional issues and trauma that they had. And I became very educated on and was lacked experience in this, where it's post-traumatic stress syndrome, that a lot of these issues that a lot of the children were dealing with, and I've learned a lot myself by just going to some of these individuals that have been helping and working with the kids, and it was very educational for myself on how to handle issues with the children when they're in the homes.
Oops, I'm sorry. And you're seeing kids overcome these obstacles.
Yes, and it's a journey. It really is a journey, and
for sure,
yeah.
All right. Well, we are talking about that. You call them superheroes, but that's really what they are. And they are individuals who volunteer with CASA. You're looking for more volunteers, so that's one point to today. And then you have the upcoming training class, and you get more details about that at SusquehannaValleyCASA.com. For a person with some spare time or a retiree that's looking to really make a big difference, not necessarily to get a part-time job somewhere, but to volunteer and make a big difference in a child. Life, a CASA volunteer would be that. And then, of course, the fundraising aspect, Saturday, April 13th is the Superhero 5K. You have a Wendy's, the Muncie Wendy's, which is up by, I'm going to say Route 405.
Is
that
405,
oh, good, fantastic,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not worthless at navigating, despite what you've heard. That is May 13th, so that's a fundraiser. You go to the Wendy's, and there's more information about that on the CASA website, but you can get your cheeseburger there, and you'll help out the CASA group all at the same time. So, all right, we'll make a pitch for folks to get involved, whether it's the 5K or the Wendy's or the Become a Volunteer, please.
Yeah, sure. People can also reach us by phone at 570-988-2200. The website, as you have mentioned, SusquehannaValleyCASA.com. And we are always available to call you back and discuss it with you. We meet face-to-face with every volunteer before they get signed up, so that they know exactly what's coming and what we need from them. And these are special individuals, but I believe that there are endless special individuals out there that are capable and want to help children become better citizens. And we hope to break that cycle of abuse so that these children don't grow up and fall into the same traps that their families often have because of circumstances beyond their control.
All right, so this is a real life-saving help for these young people. The 5K's on April 13th, SusquehannaValleyCASA.com, the place for more information. Yvonne Heatley's executive director, Cindy Fritz is on the board of directors. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark, for having us.